Monday morning. Let me talk to Rob Fazio. He's with Hold the Door, and I thought this would be fitting as we're getting closer to September 11th to kind of speak to people who are, I guess, connected, closely connected to September 11th. So let's talk to Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Melody. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us what Hold the Door for Others is all about.
Yeah, so Hold the Door was started based on the actions of my dad on 9/11. He was in Tower 2 on the 99th floor, and we kept people kept calling our house that morning, asking us where our dad was, and saying that he was holding the door and he would help us get out and trying to find him. And what we learned was that he didn't make it out, but he helped a lot of people get out. So we used that as an inspiration to start a nonprofit called Hold the Door for Others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. That works out really well.
Yeah.
Tell us about, you know, what your group does and what you hope to do and what events you have coming up.
Yeah, so we do a lot with providing resources and opportunities for people to learn about themselves and to grow. And the whole philosophy is that typically when a crisis happens or something goes wrong or someone faces adversity or trauma, everyone focuses on that moment in time as opposed to helping them heal in a positive way and then use that as a catalyst for growth. So we help guide people, and the way we do that is, for example, we have coming up on October 22nd what we call Hold the Door Day, and that's a day where we bring in people, very gifted psychologists, and have them teach different strategies around how to grow through loss and adversity. And so it's a great way to bring people together, regardless of their loss or adversity, and help them heal in positive ways, and then take that learning further on when they go, because we provide them with different workbooks and ways that they can carry on. And one of the really powerful things that has happened is people kind of carrying a torch, so to speak. So they take their pain and they use that to heal through helping others. And it's kind of created this system and cycle of paying it forward, for lack of better words.
Yep. Okay. I think people would understand that. Talk about, here's what I'm curious. Is it anybody you can help who suffered a loss? And the reason why I'm saying that is I'm looking at, a few weeks ago I talked to somebody who we were doing this, sort of this report on the military suicides, and they're talking about the impact on the families, you know, of the people after this happened. And I, you know, when I was talking to them, I thought of your organization and wondered if you could help those people or if that's part of what you can do.
Yeah, Melly, that's a great point. So we have actually two tracks. We have one during that day aspect of the day that is about people who have been through some type of adversity. So whatever that crisis or adversity is, how big or small, related to 9/11 or not. For example, we have people that have family members dealing with cancer. Mm-hmm. Then we also have another aspect of the program, which we call the helper program. And that's where we actually train people that have loved ones, other ones, going through experiences, and they're one of the primary helpers. So we teach them helping skills and how to help other people, because we found that oftentimes those people need a lot of support. So it's not necessarily for a someone like a psychologist to get trained, but someone who's part of the family or a friend who wants to learn helping skills, we'll walk them through and we'll teach them those skills.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are you guys doing for September 11th? And on a personal note, how do you cope with September 11th every year?
Yeah, for September 11th, I'll be with my family as we are every year. We'll go down to Ground Zero. We'll participate in the ceremony. My sister Lauren is actually reading my dad's name this year, so that's a, mm-hmm. you know, very powerful emotional tribute to my dad. Mm-hmm. As far as how I personally deal with it, This is what I do. I take any grief that I have and I try to match it with inspiring growth in other people. Everyone deals with it differently. Since day one, it's lit a fire for me. And every day I wake up thinking of how can I create a way to hold the door for someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I really like the name. And when you explain to people where you got the name, it means something. You know, it really does. It's funny because some people tell us that they joined the military because they had a family member in 9/11, but you funneled that energy in a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've got, you know, a lot of friends who have been in the military or serve in some way. It's all the same thing. You know, we, regardless of all the things that have gone on in our country in recent months, you know, you just have to look on the news to see what's going on in other places of the world. And this is a pretty amazing, unique place to live. And we've got to protect that, whether it's from an overseas perspective or protecting American resilience and staying strong.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that your sister Lauren's going to read your dad's name. Now, we heard recently that after this year, they're thinking about not reading the names at the September 11th. What do you think about that?
To be honest with you, I haven't thought about it. Right now, we're focused on, you know, helping people we can prepare for the coming up anniversary.
Yeah.
But the reality of the situation is that, you know, 10 years out, I can understand there's going to be different feelings and thoughts around it. And when that time comes, you know, New York will make a good decision. I can tell you up to the state, all the people in New York and D.C. and Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania that have been involved with creating memories and ceremonies have done a tremendous job, and I applaud them for their efforts. It's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so how can, you know, my listeners be, how can they help you at holdthedoor.org? Or .com, I'm sorry, or .com.
Holdthedoor.com. Yeah, there's a number of ways. I think one of the best ways to do it is, as part of this 10th anniversary, what we're doing is we have what we're calling a 9/11 remembrance blog. They can go on holdthedoor.com and write in a way that who they want to thank for someone that has helped them dealing with adversity, or how have they grown. And what we'll do is we'll take that information and we'll